ויען דף מם גימל עמד א', מייסווי. הקל כשירם להזויס. Now let us perhaps go back to the Gemara before, just to get into the swing of the sugya. It says by mitzvah hazoya, v'lokach eizoy v'tovol b'mayim ish toyer. Now we had before, by kiddush, we had a machloikis, the Rabbonon and Rabbi Yehuda, who is kosher to make kiddush. The Rabbanon held that by kiddush is the same aloche of the asifis eifer apore, and the din is that a zor is kosher, an isher is kosher, and a cotton is posel. That was shittes hachachonim. Rabbi Yehuda held that kiddush is v'nahapachu, that a cotton is kosher and a isher is posel. That was the machloikis. So now we're coming to hazoya. The lokach eizoiv v'tovol b'mayim ish toyer. Now this ish toyer is ibrik. That means if it would be the same like milui, like kiddush, so we would have the same halachas would apply over here, without saying ish toyer. Now it says ish toyer, so it comes out v'nahapachu. L'rabbonon, according to the Rabbonon, that say that by kiddush an isha is kosher, so ish is coming to tell you ish v'loy isha. According to the Rabbonon, that say that a cotton is posel, say it's coming to tell us toher l'harsher es a cotton. Ula Rabbi Yehuda, according to Rabbi Yehuda, that holds that a cotton is kosher by kiddush, so it's ish beloy cotton. According to Rabbi Yehuda, that holds that an ish is posel by kiddush is toher lahachsher es ha'isha. So hazoya is the exact opposite of kiddush. That's what the Gemara says. That was we learned yesterday. Meisvei, in fact, the Gemara Kashe, the Mishnah says, Hakol Ksheirem Lahazois, Chutz Mitumtum Vandroigenes Ve'isha. That all are kosher to be Maze, besides we'll see all these three things, Tumtum is a Sofik Isha, Androigenes Lahaloch is a Sofik Isha, Tumtum is a Sofik B'metzias, the Sofik Isha. The Sofik it could be Mevare, but I'll Koponim, that the Sofik in Metzius. Androgynous is a Sofik in Haloche, and an Androgynous is a Din Isha or a Din Ish. The Isha. So, everyone is kosher for Hazoya, besides all those that are Noshim or Sofik Noshim. Now, this is going according to the Chachomim. And the we just said before, according to the Chachomim, it will come out that l'rabbonon ish v'loy isha toy l'harsher es ha'kotn. So forget here, it just says that an isha is not good. The kotn sheyesh b'idas isha misayatoy. A kotn sheyesh b'idas could make hazoya, and an isha can help them. We'll see exactly in Tosfos what the chiddush of this is. Well, maze. A cotton could be maze, and a ish, or all those who have sule isha cannot be maze. So that stems according to the cheshbon we had said before, that according to the chachomim, by hazoya, an isha should be posel, and a cotton should be kosher. But the Gemara had made a cheshbon that it should come out according to Rabbi Yehuda. It should be pumfakel, that a cotton should be posel, and the nisha should be kosher. So why doesn't the Mishnah bring down shittes Rabbi Yehuda? Omar Abaye. So Abaye said, "Kiven the Omar Mar Mashme moitzi miyad mashme, umashme memele, that in this parsha, if you had a previous mashmois, there wouldn't be any diktukim in the parsha. And I would have a mashmois, what applies to this pasuk. And then I have, the Torah says, beferish something else. So the mashma is moitzi miyad mashma, or mashma memele. So memele, is polik. So it's eiskishpat. That means we have now the pattern of the parshas pora, that is a halach of mashma moitzi miyad mashma. So memele, we have to understand if according to the Chachamim it's like this. So it's understandable already that according to Rabbi Yehuda, the halacha will be punkt fakel. Let us see Rashi. Kivan de Omar, that al kochoch loimotis lemeimer bahai mashme de memele, the mashme memele hu. You can't say that this mashma is not being moiti from the previous mashma. So the Ma'arav Ranshim explains, because if it's the same like before, so then kein ishtuk minei. So why does it say bechlal ishtoyer? It said before ishtoyer by kiddush. Why does it say nochamol ishtoyer? Bal koch, so memele, so bal koch och pligi. So this is a mashma moiti midei mashma. So memele, so al kochoch, it wasn't necessary for the Tanna to bring down Shitas Rabbi Yehuda, because it's understood that Rabbi Yehuda is chaylik. Let us see Taisvis. Hakel kshayrim lahazois, chut mitumtum vandroigenis. So this Mishnah, when it speaks about here the Tanakame, which are the Chachamim, hold that an Isha is possible. So the Mishnah specifies that not only is an Isha possible, Kol Sveike Isha are also possible. Tumtum is possible, Androgynous is possible. That's all very good. The Mishnah says Isha, the Kol Sveike Isha are possible. Taimoli, the Hani Mishnayis, the Hani Trei Mishnayis, the Hakel Ksherim Lekadish, the Lahazis Misnin B'Meseches Poros. Before, we had a different Mishnah, Tanan Hosom, that speaks about Kiddush. Now, let us just go back to what it says in the previous Mishnah. In that Mishnah, it says, Hakel Ksherim Lekadish, Chutz Michere Shaita Bekodim. That was going according to the Rabbonim, that the Rabbonim held that we're Mamayat Abardas, and we're Marsher and Isha. Rabbi Yehuda Marsher Bekodim, Upoisel Beisha Ubandroidim. So there, by Kiddush, Rabbi Yehuda passes on Isha. So there, Rabbi Yehuda only mentioned an Isha, an Asafik Isha of Androgynous. Of Asafik Isha of Tumtum, he didn't mention, even though there he passes Isha. Here, the Chachamim who passel on Isha by Hazoye, here they put in the Sveikis Isha Tumtum also. So Tosfos says, Amor de Kekashe, why when Rabbi Yehuda asked for the Sveikis, he didn't mention the Asafik of Tumtum? And why the Tanakame, which here asks the Sveikis, he mentions Tumtum. Maishno de Bekiddush leitonik Tumtum bahadi Isha, vandroigenis, 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 kidiktonik gabi yazo. That is Taisvis Kash. Vyeshloimau, so Taisvis says as follows. The Tanakame de Rabbi Yehuda, the Tanakame de Rabbi Yehuda, you know why I didn't mention Tumtum? Because Rabbi Yehuda is not the only one that passed Tumtum. Because he holds that an Isha is possible. The Tanakame de Rabbi Yehuda nami possible le Tumtum le Kadesh. The Tanakame de Rabbi Yehuda nami passes a Tumtum. Mibnei shu sofik or. Because a Tumtum is a sofik besides having a chesoron. According to Rabbi Yehuda of a Sofik Nekeve, according to the Tanakhama, that is not a Chasorim, but Al Kaponim, a Sofik Zocha is a Sofik Oru. Kida Omar bePerika Oru, the Gemara says in Perika Oru, Tumtum Shekideh, a Tumtum that was Mekadish Mechatos, was memale, he was ma'arev, is kidushay posel, mibnei shu sofik ovel, va'ovel shekidesh kidushay posel. And an ovel that makes kiddush mechatas, it's posel. Androgynous, this is a baraisa, this is going according to the Chachamim. Androgynous kiddush, kiddushay kosher, mibnei shu sofik ishe. Now, androgynous is speaking about that they were malhim, and androgynous is zachris and nakris. So, al koponim, the zachris is nire. So, memele, so they were mal androgynous, so he's not an oral. He's a sofik ish, sofik ish, alaloka. So, according to the Tanakhama, androgynous is good. Atumtum is possible according to the Tanakhama because he's a sofik ish, and if he's an al sofik ish, he's a sofik oral. Rav Yehuda poisel beisha v'androgynous. So there is a beraisa. So the beraisa, the machlokes, the tanekame in the beraisa, and Rav Yehuda in the beraisa. So we see klal that the tanekame passels atumtum also mishum sofik ovel. That's a beraisa. So Tosfos says, so this Mishnah also, the Tanekame, the Rabbi Yehuda, the Masnis, and I the Tanekame, the Rabbi Yehuda, the Bereis, and the Beperko. And Memele, so he also passes a Tumtum, Mishum Sofiko. So Memele, so when we're speaking about Kiddush, we don't have to mention Tumtum, Al Sofik Isha, Tumtum is possible, Al Sofiko. The Svirele, and what's wrong with an Oru, the Svira like Rabbi Kiva, the Marbe la Oral Kitome, that Rabbi Kiva holds that an Oral has the same din of a Tome. So wherever a Tome is no good, an Oral is also no good. So it says here, you need Ishtoher. You need a Tome, Rashi had said that it's Poshet, a Tome is no good because it's Chatus Kol Yirachmon. So a Tome is no good. So the male and other is also not good. Period. Bahad like Tani Tanekame Chut Mitumtum. Why didn't the Tanekame say Chut Mitumtum? If the status is a true teretz, he says Hakel Ksherim Chut Von Cheresh Oite Vekotn. Why didn't mention that Tumtum? Yeshloi Mein Lameidim In Aklolus Afilu Bemokim Shenemar Bem Chut. The tone chut mechera shayte vekotn v'shiyer oru v'tomei v'tumtum. So memele. So that is why by kiddush and milui there a oru is posel. So memele. So tumtum is automatically posel. Mashenkein lochayre Tosfos means to say that by hazoya. There it seems that a tumtum is not possible. A tumtum and oral is not possible. So memele, so there the Tanakhama had to say that a tumtum is possible, a sofik isha. Because there an oral is not possible, seems the only psul, we see the only psul is only by kiddush, by hazoya there's no psul of oral kitome. So therefore the reason Tumtum was mentioned is only Al-Sofik Nekeda. Bahada loy porich mimas nisen, leman da omar, oro sheiza azosa iksheira porich mibreise. The Gemara in Yevomis, there's a man the omar that says there in Yevomis that an oro can make hazor. This man, the Yoma, doesn't hold of like Rabbi Kiva Oral Ketome. So the Gemara asks from the Bereise. The Bereise says that an Oral is possible. That an Oral is possible. Yeshloime mishum de Bereise ktoni behedye da azosa ipsula lohochi nechel ala mifrach mino. The Bereise says beferish that it is possible. In the Mishnah, Taisha says that Tanakama also holds that it is possible, but it doesn't say beferish. That's why the Gemara asks from the Bereise, not from the Mishnah. Now, we have to understand the Tosfos. Tosfos was magdim that by Kiddush, the halacha is that an oval is possible. So therefore, by Kiddush, the Tanakhama did not have to mention, that the psul of a tumtum, because a tumtum is possible out of oval. Now, so let us go to the our Mishnah. Our Mishnah says, Hakel Ksheirim Lahazais, Chut Mitumtum Vaandroigenes, the Isha. So the Goin in Mishnayis says, Pshat, Abu Lahazor, Orul, so the Goin in Mishnayis says as follows. Ubekidush like Tani Tumtum, the Pshitalai Hoyle, the Suffolk Ovalhu, the Oval Possel a Kiddush, the Chedamrin and Hossa. An Oval is Possel a Kiddush, some Mela Tumtum is Possel. Avula Hazo, Oval Kosher, Srikhalai Lamisni Tumtum. So the Goin says Pshat in this Mishnah, he says by Hazo, an Oval is Kosher. So therefore, the Tanakame has to say that Tumtum is possible, al kaponim al tofik isha, al tofik oval nisht. That's how the Goin in Mishnah says pshat. Now, Taisvis is very unclear here in Taisvis. Taisvis has a kasha. There's a gemara in Yevomis that I am based on it based. The Gemara in Yevamos Daf Ayin Beis Amud Beis says as follows. Omar Rabbi Lozo, Orul Sheiza Hazos Eksheira. And an Orul can make Hazos. A member of Rabbi Lozo. And then the Gemara says, Tanya Nami Hochi, Orul Sheiza Hazos Eksheira. Meisvei, frag the Gemara Kashe, Tumtum Shekideish Kiddush Eposel. Mimneish usofik oru, ba oru posel lekadeish. Fine. So this is the baraisa that Taisus brought down. So the Gemara asks Akashe and Rabbi Lozo. Rabbi Lozo said that Hazor is kosher by an oru. Like the Gemara from a baraisa that says that a tumtum is posel lekadeish. Because tumtum is a suffix oral. The lecher according to the goin, what's the kasha? Lecher the goin differentiates between hazor and kiddush. Hazor he says is kosher for an oral, and kiddush is posel. The gemara answers. The gemara says as follows: it's a machloikis. This baraisa that says that an oval can't be mekadesh is going according to Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva holds oval ketome. And it seems the other baraisa, so the pashtus of the lashon of the Gemara would seem that by Emerson there's no difference between hazoya and kiddush. No, the chilek is if you're like Rabbi Kiva that oral ketomei to memeila, so then another is puzzled by both. If you hold not like Rabbi Kiva, the oral is not like a tomei, so memeila, so then another is kosher by both. That's the pashtus lashon of the Gemara. Now let us again see the lashon of Taisvis. Taisus Agavulche said that the Mishnah that speaks about Kiddush holds like Rabbi Kiva, that Oral Ketome. V'hodaloi porich mimas, v'hodaloi porich mimas nisen, l'man da'orma Oral Shehiza Azosek Sheira, v'porich mibarai. So why didn't the Gemara ask from the previous Mishnah? Yeshloime mishum de bebarai sektoni behedye, Dazosai psule, so the Baraisa doesn't speak about Hazor. The Baraisa speaks about Tumtum Shekidish Kiddushay Posel. The Taisus is Lavdavke. Lachinecha Leila Mifrach Mino. The Braisha says klor that an ozel is possible. And tumtum is possible because he's a sophic ozel. So the Gemara asks from the Braisha and Rabbalozo that said an ozel shehiza zosek shayla. The Mishnah is a hezben that an ozel is possible. That's why Rabbi Yehuda did not find it necessary to mention tumtum. The pashtus, I would think, from Taisvis, is that Taisvis held that there's a machlokes oral ketome oral lav ketome, and it would seem from Taisvis, says the Mishnah that's speaking about kiddush, that the Tanakama also holds that an oral is possible. That's going according to Rabbi Kiva, that oral ketome. This Mishnah is. Doesn't hold by Rabbi Kiva, that's L'chair of the Pashtas, even though the two star Mishnas. Taisus Pschatach Nisht, why over here was it necessary for the Tanakama to pass a Tumtum? Out Sophic Isha, typically it's a Sophic Oral. The Goyim, I don't understand that. I mean, the Goyim differentiates between Azoya and Kiddush, so Lachayre, so what is Pshat in the Gemara and Yevomis, Tavayim Beis and Med Beis. I saw in Svas Emes wants to be Metzadeh to Fe'emfer Teisvus Kashe. Taisus goes in with Oru Kitome and goes according to Rabbi Kiva. I mean, that's Taisus Ashtik Torah, to for him for the Kasha. But let's go on Taisus Kasha. Let's go on the Taisus Kasha. What's Taisus Kasha? Taisus asks, why is it when the Chachomim passel an Ishe by Hazoye, they mention an Ishe, an androgynous, and a Tumtum? When Rabbi Yehuda passes on Isha, he only mentions an Isha and an androgynous. He doesn't mention a tumtum. That is Taisvus Kasha. Both cases, if an Isha is possible, so a tumtum, which is a sophic Isha, should also be possible. So Sasema says a very interesting chat. He wants to say as follows. He wants to say, let's say you had Eifer Poro, which was kosher Eifer Poro. And now a tumtum made the kiddush. He mixed up the Eifer Poro with the Mayim Chayim. He made kiddush. Now I'm going to clear a shaila. Is it a kosher a kiddush or is it a posel a kiddush? So you say, no, what's the shaila? It depends. It depends if he's an ish, if he's not an ish, according to Rabbi Yehuda. Depends if he's an ish, if not an ish. I don't know. So the Svasema says, if you don't know, daf mishtel naf chazoke. That means, till now you had kosher eifer poro. You cleared a shaila, did it become nifsal through the kiddush, or didn't it become nifsal? If Anisha passes the kiddush, so it became posel. Or maybe it didn't become posel. So cleared a shaila, did it become posel, didn't become posel? So yishtel an chazoke. So yishtel an chazoke. And you say, it didn't become possible. Yishtel an chazoke. Agav urche is such a haloche taisvis in Yevomis. I think it's a taisvis in the Amon HaLakayin Gobel. Taisvis says, if you'll have a sophic godel, that means haloche is, let's say that if a psule kol is boil on isha, she becomes nifsal lekahune. Fine. What if it'll be a sophic ben test? I don't know if he's a ben test or not a ben test. If he's a ben test, so the yose be it, so pass a lekune. If a pochus me ben test, so same be yose be it, won't pass a lekune. And a sophic ben test was he's a mamzer. Let's say a mamzer is from psule kol. A sophic ben test, a mamzer, was boil and isha. Is she kosher lekune? Is he posel lekune? But Taisa says, you're stella and chazoke. Minatari stella and chazoke. That means, the shaila is, did something happen to her? Did her matzah change? But Taisa says, you're stella and chazoke. And that's what Taisa says. So Zut Nisvas Emes, the same thing. This is Asotik and Metzius. Did her matzav change? Didn't her matzav change? So Memela Yishtela Am Chazot. Yishtel the Eifed of Yishtel the Mechatas Am Chazot. Before it was kosher, it remained kosher. And Androgen is, it says Klor, and Androgen is possible, but according to Rabbi Yehuda, Zuktisvas Emes, because an androgynous is not a Sophic in Metzius. We know the Metzius. An androgynous Zachras and Akvis. It's a machloikis of the Sveika Didine. What din does this bear yet? Does it have a din Zachar, a din Mekeve? Chazoke cannot be Mevarer a din. That means you can't tell on Chazoke if there's a Sveika Didine. Then you can't tell on Chazoke. It's a Sophic Va'aloche. So the Chazoke can't be Mevarer. But if it's a Sophic in Metzius, if it's a Sophic in Metzius, was the Kiddush to an Akeva through a Zocho, you can tell a Chazoke. So Memele, so that is why, by Sophic, by that's why Rabbi Yehuda did not mention a Tumtum, because you know a Tumtum Shekiddush will take be good, because you'll tell the Eifer Pora an Chazoke, that it was kosher till now, so I'll say it remained kosher. It didn't become Nifsal al Yedei Akiddush Alisha, of Shodan Chazok, and I'll assume that this Tumtum was a Zoch and not an Akeid. Masha'enken, when we're coming to Azoyo, so there the Shailas, we have a Cheskas Tume of the Tomei. We have a Cheskas Tume of the Tomei. So he was Tomei till now. So you can't say I have a Sophic, was it a good Hazoya or not a good Hazoya? So I'll tell the May, I'll tell the May, it was a kosher May Chatos. So May, I'll assume that it's a good Hazoya. Because no, if it's a, here is a Sophic, was this Tomei Nize or wasn't it? Wasn't he Nize? So here the Tomei is a Cheskas Tumen. So again, if you have a Sophic over here, if there was a good Hazoya, here is a different Sophic in Gansu. Was it a good Hazoya or wasn't it a good Hazoya? Anisha can't make Hazoya. So it's not a good Hazoya. So Fakir, here to be Mevare, this Sophic, you have the Cheskas Tume of the Tome. Since you have the Cheskas Tume of the Tome, so Memela, I'll say it wasn't a good Hazoya. So that's why, you don't have a Chazoka to be Mevare the Sophic. Fakir, you have a Cheskas Tume, which will pass in Ois, that the Tome may remain Tome. So there, a tumtum is possible. And Azoya, Masha Enkein, the Gabi Kiddush. So there, you'll stell the Eifel Poro Al Cheskosoi. If you have a Sophic Zoch, a Sophic Nekeva, did it become Nifsal? Ayidei Kiddush, it didn't become Nifsal Ayidei Kiddush. You'll stell Dan Chazok, it didn't become Nifsal. And they will be able to assume that the tumtum is a Zoch. That's how the Sfas Emes wants to emphasize this kash. The Mishnah said, Hakol Ksheirim Lahazois, Chutz Mitumtum Vandroigenes Veisha. All these are Pasul Lahazois. The Kotm Sheyesh Baidat, Isha Misayata Yumaz. A Kotm could be Mazah. And here it says, even though an Isha can't be Mazah, but an Isha can be Messiah. The Perik Basra, the Meseches, Pore, Beteisefte, Meforej. Keitzat, Messadosoi. How is an Ishe Messiah this cotton? Oichezes, Loi Hamayim. That means we'll see the Siyue is not in the Maisa Hazoye. The Maisa Hazoye, we'll see later, he has to spritz himself. But he's permitted to hold the water. Either that means in the Hazoya process, there's two kalokim. There's a tvila, he's metabol, the ezoy in the mechatos, and then he's mazer. So he doesn't have to hold the mechatos in the sand. Because Alosh, and she's doing a maise, it's the bebaume. She's like a cloth. So what's the chilek if the mechatos will be on a table, and they'll stick into the mechatos at the table? She's holding the mechatos. But he's making the tibul and he's making the hazoya. Let's just first see the lotion of the tesef. Keitzad misadat. How can she help? And it should still be good. That's how she can help. So it's called is he can't do everything. It's too hard for him to do everything, to hold the mechatas and to dip into also. So, echezes lo yamai. Now, that's very good. Now, the Beraisa says, afilu bishas hazoyah. Afilu bishas hazoyah. V'loi, so why is the choice hazoy? V'loi mi boi bishas tfilas hazoy. So let's learn the Beraisa elok. That the Beraisa is telling us that not only bishas tfile, she can help him. Now, afilu bishas hazoy, she can help him. Now, what is the revusa of Hazor? The Hazor choshev tvei revusa mitvila sa'ezei. Hazor is a bigger chiddush than tvila. Mishum dekro de marsherinen minei kotten mitvila ksiv. The posik that is marsher akotten, speaking about tvila. Tersi vetoval bamayim ish tohel. So we learn from Telasher Akotin. The Alfinen Hazor Mitvila, the Iskishul Ador, the Gdisa Besoy Perg Bey, is the Megillah. Period. Now, the Davineinu, the Spaceless, is Shreklech, Shreklech Shvel. Baruch Hashem, I found the Chazenishin Mesechtes Pore, asked three kashas on Taisvis, and then let's go back to Taisvis. What does Taisvis say? Taisvis, first of all, explained how can an isha be misayaya akotin. So Taisvis says the siyua is that she's holding the mechata. That's the siyua. And the Baraisa says not only is this good, bishas tvile. No, afilu bishas hazor, it's also good. Now, bishas hazor, so the Tosis now is going to figure out why is it a bigger rebusa bishas hazor. But first of all, whatever all lumbus is, bishas hazor, she's doing nothing. Bishloime bishas tvile, you need you have to hold it, or either the mechatas. You can't make tefillah if no one is holding the mechatos. I mean, so you have to hold the mechatos, either on a table, or the cotton would be holding, or the dish is holding it. So good. So shteitach do. So even though in the tefillah process, it wouldn't be able to be a tefillah without her holding it, because the cotton can't hold it himself. So memele, so there is epistasiyua in the tefillah. Have a picket, that's garbage. That's called that he made the whole tefillah, not it's Shnayim Shosu. He made the whole tefillah. She's just doing a maisa, it's the bebalma. She's like a cloth, she's holding it. Fine. That's the chiddush of tefillah. Now, Taisa says, but there's a bigger rebusa by Hazor. By Hazor, what is she doing? She's holding the mechatas and he's spritzing. So she's not being messiah anything. There's no siyur whatsoever. Taisa is going to look for a lumbis. Hazor is a bigger chiddush. Hazor is a bigger chiddush. What's the chiddush of Hazor? You don't need the mechatas anymore, bishas Hazor. That's kasha number one. Kasha number two. What does Taisva say? What is the chiddush of Hazor? So Taisva says as follows. The chiddush of Hazor is because the Torah was matir kotten by tvile. There it says toir, but we learn out from toir, because it says ish toir, the toval ish toir, and that is by tvile. By Hazor, I don't have a postik that machsher a kotten. So the chiddush is, afilu by Hazor a kotten is good. Like the Chazanish, the Beraisa is speaking about mas eder. I'm not speaking about a kotten. The Beraisa says, keitin mesado, soy eichezes loy hamayim, afilu eichezes loy hamayim, afilu bishas Hazor. So the chiddush of Hazor is not a chiddush that a kotten is good. The chiddush of Hazor the Barais is saying that a Philonisha can hold the water. There's a masedis, whatever the masedis is. So first you don't understand, there's no masedis whatsoever, period. But the Barais is telling us The Baraisa is telling us a chiddush eistis that she can be, it's a chiddush in Isha, not a chiddush in Kotan. And Taisus wants to say that Isha mach nishkalye. And Taisus wants to answer that the Baraisa is telling us it's a chiddush that a Kotan is good at Filobayazo. Even though the Pasuk says he's good by kiddush. But the Baraisa wants to tell us that a Kotan is good at Filobayazo. The Emerson, the Mishnah says that a cotton is good by Hazor. The Sikh Yitzchak asked this kasha. The Baraisa telling us that it's a chiddush in Mas Edes. It's not only a chiddush in cotton. And Taisis wants to say that Taisis feels like that the chiddush is in cotton. So that's problem number two. And the Mishnah says that a cotton is good to be Mas Edes. The Baraisa wants to be Moisim that Mas Edes is good by Hazor. Now we have to understand what the chiddush is. And the third problem is, Taisvi says, what's the Chiddush by Hazor? Because the Pasuk that says that cotton is good only says by Tvila. So I wouldn't know that by Hazor it's good. The Afinan Hazor mi Tvila. Rekta Chazayin Ish, the whole psul of Hazor you learn out from Tvila. It doesn't say any place that Hazor cotton is no good. Now you learn that Hazor from Tvila, so how can Hazor be worse than Tvila? How can Hazor be worse than Tvila? The Taisvis is Shreklach Shver. About Kaponim, that's what Taisvis says. Taisvis says that the Chiddush of the Baraisa is that Afilu by Hazor, it is kosher. About Kaponim, whatever the Lomdus is, that means what we see from the Baraisa, Misvare chitzoyne Hazor should be more possible than Tvila, and the Braise says, Afilu by Hazor, it's kosher. Fine. Now, Taisus goes, let's go weiter in Abamasnisen, the Perik Basra, the Poet, Messiah Malo. Now, the Mishnah says, Vim Ochso Biyodoy, we said, Isha Misadosai. Misadosai means that she's holding the Mechatos. But what is v'im ochso biyodoy? Afilu b'shas hazoy yepos. Afilu b'shas hazoy yepos. Now we're in hot water. Because from the Mishnah it would seem, well, here we're speaking about psul, so we're saying, afilu b'shas hazoy yepos. Vaisis loymi boy b'shas kiddush hazich yepos. So here we say, a punk vaker to svoret, that kiddush is more chomo than hazoy. V'ri misim punt, gim gim bozeh. So that means from the Sefer should be more chomer, and the Baraisa is telling us half al pi kein it is kosher. Vim kein b'masnisin gabim psul avle lemisna afilu b'shas tvile it is posel. Gotta say psul, so let me boy shas as a zicha posa, for me shas fila. If na isha cheses biyodo, I saw shas fila posa. Venira li, the loy kasha. The ho de paslin and hecha de isha ochsa biyodo. That what we pass on an isha is holding the end of the cup. My name is Shem Babakilo, her isha ochsa sa isha. It's like the isha is doing it. She's using his hand as a tool, but she's doing it. For vade havi poshet fei livso isha bitvila mi biyazo, vikrode matine mine isha bitvila ksi. Al gabi herrshe kot nam rebuset fei bazo, mishim dekode machshin mine koten bitvila ksi. So Taisus answers as follows. He says, we have the psukim of psul and herrshe by tvila. So if we want to say that an isha is posul, so it's a bigger chiddush to say that she's posel of Lubay Hazor, because Lubay Hazor doesn't say a psul. Don't the psul of Isha says, by chiddush, not by Hazor. So if you want to tell us a chiddush in psul, so it's a bigger chiddush in Hazor. If you want to tell us a chiddush in Herschel, cotton, so it's a bigger chiddush in Hazor also, because the Hechsher of Cotton says by Tvile and not by Hazor. But Bethan the Zach is the Hashreklach Pella. Mein Dost Alein, if Taisus just says that there's no Psul by Hazor, so Memele, if I care, it's a bigger, the Psul of Isha says, the Psul of Isha is mentioned by Kiddush. So it's a Kiddush to tell us that she's even possible by Azor. So if there's no psul by cotton, there's no psul at all by Tvila, cotton is kosher. So, and the whole Azor you learn out from Tvila. I mean, so what was the there would be a Havamina that by Azor cotton should be possible because it doesn't say a Hechsher of cotton. Doesn't say a Hechsher of cotton, but doesn't say a psul of cotton. But it'd be a svara, you learn out hazor from, you learn out hazor from, from Kiddush, that there hazor a cotton, it's possible. Megisha is kosher. Maybe if the psukim only say by tvila, so maybe hazor, maybe Mother Maisha say like that, hazor would have the dinam of kiddush. So the Gemara asked Akashem, if the cheshbin is a true cheshbin, so why doesn't the Mishnah bring down shitas Rabbi Yehuda by hazoya? Taimo, the sefta, the meseches, pora, tanin, and behedye. Rabbi Yehuda marsher bekotten. Rabbi Yehuda is marsher bekotten. So we see she does Rabbi Yehuda. Now this is a schreckliche Gilsam, the Tosefta. In Rabbi Yehuda, the Tanakame is marsher bekotten, and Poisel beishe. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, that's ein Punkt verkehrt. Rabbi Yehuda has to be marsher beishe and Poisel bekotten. So the place is brought on a Tosefta. The place is asking Gakasha on the Gemorre, they say in Gakasha and the Gemara, there's nothing in the Baraisa that says Rabbi Yehuda is Polik. This Baraisa says Rabbi Yehuda is Moida to the Tanakame. B'shem ha-maksha lo shmi alei ha-baraisa. Maybe the Maksha did not know of this Baraisa. But Taisus found up the Baraisa, this is, the way Taisus brings down the Baraisa, unless it's a Baraisa, the Baraisa. Say, Rabbi Yehuda maksha be'isha. Then it's good. If Rabbi Yehuda marsha beisha, so the male we have a baraisa, that Rabbi Yehuda is marsha beisha. Look to Gemara weiter. Ve'hizo ha-toyer al-atome. Says in the posik that a toyer should be maza al-atome. Toyer michlal shuhu tome. So from toyer we learn out that he is partially tome. Limit out full yoin shekosha bepor. What does Rashi say? The hizah toyer, I toy yisayru, well, betoyer koyer. We're speaking about it the whole time. We're speaking yet. Michlau shehu tome, sheyoyte michlau tome. So toyer is coming to tell us sheyoyte michlau tome. So how does this drosha work? Toyer is extra, so it's telling us sheyaytei mechlal tumah. So the Rishash wants to say that the drosha goes as follows: since we are speaking about a toyer, so the mashmois would say the hiza al atome. So it means the hiza hatoyer al atome. We're speaking about a toyer. That's the pasuk before. The tefila is speaking about the lokachi the. That was the pasuk of before. Lokach eize is the tovo b'mayim ish toyer. We're speaking about an ish toyer. So we're speaking about an ish toyer. So why does it have to say now that the hiza hatoyer? We're speaking about a toyer. So b'emesin the mashmois is I know already it's a toyer. Now the pasuk says v'hiza hatoyer. That's what the Rishash wants to say. And that's mashma moitzimi de mashma. That means I would have a mashmois already that you need a toyer. Now I have another mashmois that you need a toyer. So the cat is coming to tell us that you don't need a toyer. Gomo, a tvul yoyim is also kosher. Limit al tvul yoyim she kosher bepor. Let us see Tosfos. Limit al tvul yoyim. Tema, lo maliko, mehechi teisi lepoisloi, mehechi teisi, that it's a paslat for you. Imishim dechatis ko yerachmone, so a male of that way a tome should be possible, or azo lava voidei, even shezo koshebo, since azo is kosher to make azo, so kocher is not in chatis over there. Ve'im mishum dechsi dekosav tu v'toyer b'parshe v'osav ish toyer v'tovo b'mayim ish toyer hitzach l'drosh kulo b'shmaitin. So all the toyers, the Gemara darshins, toyer comes to tell us to be marba nisha, to be marba cotton, but there's no toyer that's coming to tell us to give it someone toyer. Rashi weiß das nicht, dass Rashi weiß, dass ein teuer Seirer, da wird teuer Koi. So weiß es, Rashi weiß, dass ein Mikro Jäuze mit dem Pschutoi. Da müssen wir sicher sprechen, ja, bei der Teuer. Sicher, es ist überwiegend, dass ein Drosche teuer ist, kommen zu dem Arbe, aber das passt in den Kram. So ist es, weiß, dass es noch passt in den Kram. Oh, each teuer was coming to tell us something else. Tomei ist Posso, hat es Koi, Rachman, aber dabei ein Zoya, das sind so Zoya, es kommt, weil die nicht ein Ribui vor ein Trillion. Die Schleimer, Salke Deitoch, mit der Sief, Behiniach, Bemokim Teuer. It says you take the Eifer Pore and has to be put Bemokim Teuer. So if the Eifer Pore has to be put Bemokim Teuer, Beine Nami Gavreshi E Teuer Gomo. That means the one who is Mazer, the Eifer Pore, should not be better, or should not be worse than the Mokim that the Eifer Pore is lying on. Kamash Malon, not as I. Kamash Malon, that even though the Nichai be Mokim Toyer, but the Mazda doesn't have to be Toyer. Bim Toyma, the Heichi Gamrin in Shah Avoidis, the Pore, the Posso, Bizor, Lahar Shil Truyoim, Mehazom, Fakta Taisus as I. The Mekoyer, that a Tvu Yoim is kosher, says by Hazor. Hazor is not an Avoide. Hazor is kosher bezor. Okay, we learned in the beginning of Yume that the Koyin HaSoyret were metamehim, and he's table right away. Because a Tvu Yoim is kosher by Torah. So, the Mekoyer of Hershe Tvu Yoim is by Hazor. Hazor is not an Avoide. So there, Tvu Yoim is kosher. But in Toyma, the Heiche Gemrim in Shar Avoide is the Pore. The Apostle Bezor, that the Apostle Bezor Laharshat Tvu Yoim. We Marshat Tvu Yoim may Hazor. We learn how from Hazor, just like by Hazor Tvu Yoim is kosher. So who had in by Sreife at Tvu Yoim is kosher. Ikel Amitrach, Ma Lazor, Shekshere Bezor, so Memeilem, so then a Tvu Yoim is kosher. Ma She'en came to Yoda Avoides, which Apostle Bezor, so could be a Tvu Yoim is also possible. You can't learn out from Tvu Yoim. You can't learn the Tvu Yoim the Hazor. There's learned that the Lahochi, even the Iker Tare Bazor Kosi. The Iker Tare comes through the Hazor. Ba'arshe Borachmone Tvu Yoim. Koshkein B'shar Avoides. The Iketar is kosher with a Tvu Yoim, about the Givish, Shah Avoide should be kosher. Vim Toima ve'ema l'rabis mechusa kippur. Avo Tvu Yoim loy. Faktach Toisves, this Aribu, you don't need a Toher Gomu. So what's Pshat? Afilu, it's not a Toher Gomu. So Faktach Toisves, how do you know you're marbe a Tvu Yoim? Maybe when Marbe Mechusa Kippurim, and Mechusa Kippurim is less tummy than a Tvu Yoim. Mechusa Kippurim means it's Herif Shemesh already, so a Tvu Yoim is also Betrume, and Mechusa Kippurim is Mutter Betrume, it's also Bekotchim, he just has to bring the Korb, Mutter to Herif Shemesh. So Vektar Toisvis, you only have a Ribu, that you don't need a Toyer Gomu. But how do you know to be Marbe, a Pula a Tvu Yoim? Maybe the Pasuk only wants to be Marbe Mechusa Kippurim. Yeshleime the Makmin and Kro Betume the Oyster Parsha. The Tume that the Pasuk is speaking about, it means Toyer means that he was Tommy was Matai himself. It is speaking about his metar himself from a tumah of that parsha. Ki goyim tumas mei. V'loy shayche bo kapora. The parsha of Pora is speaking about tmei meisim. So we say that he became toher from such a tumah. V'chamin upek beis desbochim. V'laman doma b'mechusa kippurim sheiro. This moment, the Yom that says the Mechusa Kippurim is also kosher. Kesova Tume Becholah Teire Kula. He holds that not only a Tume of the Parsha is speaking about, it's speaking about all Tume. The Kiv in the Marsherin in Tome Meis, the Airi Bois the Parsha, since we're Marsher at Tome Meis, who had been called to join, that means the parsha Zich is speaking about a tumah shalois a parsha, which is tumas meis. He's a tvul yoim of tumas meis. So we say not only such a tvul yoim is kosher, but lo oise shemachus a kapore. A kaponim, the parsha Zich is speaking about a tumah shalois a parsha, no, we are marba, who had been called tumas, called the tumah the cholatayre kula. So will be marba also mechusa kippurim, but not only mechusa kippurim. A man the omar mechusa kippurim post. There's a man the omar that says the mechusa kippurim is worse than that for yoyim. Ksova tume da oisei parshe, da hainu tvu yoyim de meis to lav mechusa kippurim. Avo de zov u metzoyre loy, afilo erev shimshe kivin de mechusa kippurim. Bemis and Taisvus doesn't say, why are they worse? The reason that they're worse, because it's a tumah hayotze migufam. Zava metzayir is a tumah hayotze migufam, it's a more chomodike tumah. That is why, even though he's a tvul yoim, but could be he's more chomod, because it's a tumah hayotze migufay. Masha enkein, tumas meis, a tumas sheret, is only a tumas maga. So that's why it is more kill. Zok the Gemara weiter. Omar Rav Asi ki havu bo Rav Yochanan v'Reish Lakish bepore. Rav Yochanan and Reish Lakish were learning Parshas Pora together. They wanted to be medayik to find a pattern in the Parsha. Is it mashma moitzi mi mashma? Is it mashma mi mele? By maske mine ele command the masik talo mi bei kalbi. El omri mashme moitz mi ad mashme u mashme me meilem. Zot rashi, ki havo ki medagdaki, lai maske mine klimelo haye malin mi teiche dobo chidush, they didn't get heva mahalach. Liyesh yechoylem leches beshitzo lahashvois, heva mahalach to make a pattern, she mikreiseh kulom, that all the psukim should have one mahalach. Mitzim zeh miyadzeh, oikulam iskaimim zeh achalzeh. They couldn't find the pattern in Parshas Pora. Parshas Pora is very unclear. Amol you have mashma moitz midei mashma, amol you have mashma mel. There's no pattern in the parsha. Kama demasik talami bekarve, kama shemala shul beraglok shedoyres al sodenir. So too much earth he doesn't pick up with his feet, so that they didn't have too much of a cloakai, too much of a mahalach, they didn't have in Parshas Pora. Toni Tana Kameda Rab Yoichnin, Kol Hashchitois Ksheiros Bizor, Chutz Mishel Pora. He told them over Baraisa that by Zor, Shchita is possible. By Pora, Shchita Zor is possible. Omalei Rabbi Yechanem poik tani libro leimetzino shchita bezor psula. So he holds Mustama like Shmuel, that by Pora, Azor is also kosh. But the Gemara Rabbi Yechanem loimi boi letana de loitzayis, he didn't want to listen to the Tana, said over this paraisa, alafilu le rabbi loitzayis. Om Rabbi Yechanem shemab shemim ben yeitzodek, shchitas Pora bezor psula, that he said over b'shem is Rabbi, Pani oimak sheiro leimatzinin shchita shepsula bezor. So he wants to say that what? That there's no shchita shepsula bezor. Zuk the Gemara weiter. Bo loi eitzel poroi shmien. So the second vidui of the Kohen Godo on his po was kailo already the Ochiv HaKehanim. The first Vidi was Aniyah Beisi, and the second Vidi was Kailo Ochid Bnei Aaron. Frag the Gemara, Maishne Bevidi Rishin Bloi Oma O Bnei Aaron Am Kedei Shecho, O Maishne Bevidi Sheini Da Oma Bnei Aaron Am Kedei Shecho. Tona de Vera Bishmoel, Kach Hi Midas Hadin, Meisenes. Mutev Yovei Zakai Vichaper Alachayev, So the first Vidi on his pole was to make him a Zakai. And then later it could be Mispalo, Mimisvada on Ochiva Kehanim. Midis Adinai Senes, Kloima Kach Yofer Loima, Shacher Shisvada Al Atzmai, Viye Zakai Roi Lechaper Alachayim. The Ritva brings down Akasha, the Maise on the first Vidi, he was Misvada for his wife also. Beisai, he was other Beisai. So why was he Misvada on his wife? Let's say first he has to be a Zaki himself. So the Ritva says that Ishtaiki Gufa, it's not two. That's what the Ritva says. And the Sikh Yitzhak wants to say at Teretz that if his wife did Averis, so he should have been Moiche. So his wife's Averis are his Averis. So now that's called a Vidui on himself.